I can literally start immediately.
A wee mowit.
I can start immediately.
A wee mowit.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mowit.
We on, baby.
Before we get into that, what? I would like to, because Dan appreciates stories about my dad.
Yeah.
I do have to fucking bring this up, because I literally haven't laughed this hard. I showed you guys already. It's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
You had to post the pic.
And
dude,
I did. It's on my Instagram, at Shane M. Gillis. M as in Michael. Saint Michael.
There you go.
But
start going by your full four confirmation
Shane
name too.
Michael Sebastian
Gillis. There you go. Martyr saint.
Sebastian, my confirmation name after the great Polish kicker Sebastian Janikowski. That's why I picked it. We went my niece was in town, so we took her to play laser tag.
How was she, first of all, at laser tag?
She stunk.
Did you hit her? You
my dad
her
was the worst. My dad was easily the worst. Like, the high score, one kid got like 29,000, which was absurd. There's no running rule that a lot of people disobeyed. People really? Were fucking sprinting.
Really yeah.
Was it off. Was it full there? Or was
yeah,
it
was packed.
Okay. God, that's so fun.
It was us and a bunch of black kids, which was really funny to see my dad. I'm like, dude, my dad's going to get someone in like a hands-up, don't shoot situation. He's gonna be like, fuck you.
Was your dad standing his ground the whole time?
My dad just stayed in the bag and stood his ground. He really did stand his ground. Really? He defended the fort. He stayed back and defended the fort. He's like, not in my neighborhood.
That's so funny.
But so right when we go in to do the rules, now we're under black lights. And yeah. we're in like a semicircle around the guy. This, you know, he's a teenager going over the rules. And my sister, I just hear my sister say, she was like, Jesus Christ, Dad. And pointed at his crotch. And under the black light, my dad's jeans, his dick was just, it was fluorescent. Like, it was lighting up the room how much fucking, I don't know what it is. It can't be cum.
I mean, it can't, it, you can't
Nobody
totally rule
that
jeans. Out. You can't totally rule that out.
Nobody comes directly into
he
their jeans.
He might have been just, like, dick out of jeans and came just fountain-headed all over his Levi's.
He definitely doesn't wash those, and those jeans are definitely, like, 25 years old.
He probably, it might have been, like, a wet dream on the couch.
It was, dude.
That could he could have had a wet dream on the couch.
Maybe he come right before we went to tag.
It's so funny. It was, like, the opening scene of Belly. It was, like, a bunch of little black kids, and then it was just your dad with cum jeans.
He was walking through. He was wearing a dress shirt tucked in. He had his hands in his pockets.
Your dad was one of the security guards at the club that just got shot.
Yeah, DMX was like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Why are you coming all over yourself? Dude, as soon as my sister pointed it out, dad was like, ah, Jesus Christ. Dude. This kid was trying to read the explanation of the game, trying to explain. I had no idea what the rules were. I fell over crying. I haven't laughed that hard. I don't think me and my sister were both crying, sobbing, laughing.
Oh my God. So they still have, do you get a nickname?
Yeah, you get a nickname.
What was Phil's?
Phil's was Big Pun.
Was it?
Yeah, which was hilarious because everybody else, my sister was Katie, I was Shane. And of course, we didn't know it was all black people in there. So. They were like, and Big Pun, you're number 26. He walks out with his cum jeans. He's in there chasing little kids around in the laser tag. Cum all over himself. God. I mean, that was, I don't know what the fuck it was.
That's just
I mean,
funny
I,
fucking
I hope
afternoon.
It was detergent. Because,
oh, what was on his jeans?
Yeah. There's no way.
Cum. That's the only thing that comes up in a black light's cum.
It was so much, dude. It was so much cum. That was multiple loads.
He probably let off like a 2-monther on like an afternoon nap on the couch. Was like, woke up, was like, God damn it.
He's probably watching golf. He's probably fell asleep. Woke up, just like,
probably right before he went there, he probably woke up from a cum nap and like went right to laser tag. It was like, God damn it.
All right, Shane. All right.
That must be like a 2-monther.
Knock it off.
then he went to the Elks afterwards and got fucking shit-faced. And then came home and there was UFC on last night. And I broke down my rules for betting on UFC. Because my dad was drunk enough that we bet on UFC last night, mm-hmm. which is fun as fuck.
Oh, it must be so
betting
much fun.
On UFC is like the most fun shit in the world. And neither of us. Yeah. You bet on McGregor.
I did it with Beezer too one time.
It's fun as fuck.
So
when you have money on the fighter,
yeah.
It's great. But I broke down the rules to him. I was like, look, if it's a black guy versus a white guy, you go with the black guy. If it's a white guy versus an Asian, you go with the white guy. Here's the tricky one. Asian versus black. Asian.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They trick them.
Really? So that's why you're going.
A lot. So then.
How'd it hold up?
We 3-for-3. And then with women's fight, it's just whoever's uglier.
Yeah. True.
Guaranteed money every time.
That's actually a very, that's a good system.
Went 3 for 3 last night. Black dude pounded a Norwegian. Hot chick broke her arm in the first round. Like right away, this hot chick, she was fighting some lesbian from Australia.
Good luck,
with face
dude.
Tattoos. I was like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
And then the final fight was a Asian versus a white dude. White dude just fucking housed him.
And you think Asian dudes will beat up black dudes?
Yeah, they'll trick you in UFC.
I can see that.
They rarely get to fight, but when they do, the Asians.
That's true.
Oh.
I think a lot of the black fighters have a lot of respect. A lot of like Wu-Tang-based respect,
respect
for the Asian fighters.
All right, so that was my weekend. What a weekend. Wow. What a Thursday till now has just been.
I mean, you praised.
I'm just getting wins.
How was that game? They crushed them?
Notre Dame fucked them up. Now, the final score was only 24-17. Michigan scored late to
cut it,
to make it a little respectful.
Well, they returned starters out.
They returned to kickoff. Michigan was hanging around, but Notre Dame fucked them up.
Beat them up. It was nice.
Wow. Defense showed up.
That's a good omen.
Praised Allah. It was sick.
I mean, if you look back on your life, like how many good years do you think you had when Notre Dame won the opener versus bad years when they lost it?
I will say this. The last time I went through a breakup,
mm-hmm.
Notre Dame went to the national championship.
So you're hoping it fucking...
I'm just saying. But yeah, so that was... the game was great.
Yeah.
Fucking trucker blood the whole way out. Went from New York to Philly on the train.
Uh-huh.
Stopped. Took BB girl out for a nice vegan date.
Did you really?
Took the baby girl out for a date. Hopped on a train to Harrisburg
mm-hmm.
from Philly after the date. Nice fucking... What a date. One of the best dates.
So you're just hopping trains.
Hopping trains, breaking hearts.
God damn, you're just hopping a train, eating vegan, farting your whole way to Pittsburgh.
I know. So then...
God, I love her so much. Oh, fuck, dude, Jesus Christ.
She's the best. And then I hopped in a rented car, drove straight out to South Bend. Got there at 7 a.m.
Damn, dude.
All night. Got there at 7 a.m.
Holy... Dude, so, I mean... Also, you're making comebacks. Eminem's making a
comeback. Me and Eminem both made a comeback this weekend.
Yeah, literally. He made it a hard comeback.
This podcast still sucks.
It doesn't.
We're both just smiling. Like, it was
fine.
Better when I was sad. Now it's
it's great.
Things
dude.
Are great.
It is good.
Oh, man. But then, so we drive out, go to the game. This is hilarious. So I took, me and O'Connor went out.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt, we stayed at my aunt and uncle's house. And my aunt, sweetest lady in the world, I don't know if I should fucking put her on blast like this, but the food that she makes, she fucking sucks at cooking so
much. A lot of Irish people can't cook.
She can't cook to save her fucking life.
Really?
And then she forces you to eat it.
Really?
Yeah, like big plates of just dog shit food. And like, I knew it was coming, but watching O'Connor have to like eat like... So the first night we're out there, she makes meatball subs.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she said. It was just, it was like sloppy Joe. It was crazy.
They all fell apart.
And then like 10 pounds of potato salad on the side, like a mountain of it.
Oh my God.
And it's just like, all right, guys, I made you food. She also makes food and then leaves it out until someone comes home. And then she microwaves it.
Okay.
So there's just a plate of fucking like potato salad sitting in the kitchen for like 3 hours.
Everyone's got, they're like, fuck, I gotta eat it.
Yeah.
A lot of people, is she like from Irish descent?
She's from, I think so.
Dude, a lot of Irish people can't cook.
She's also from the coal region.
Really?
She's from like Shamokin, PA.
God damn, man.
That's rough.
One, dude, I'm telling you, like all these other cultures, like Mexican, you hear about like Mexican restaurants and Italian, you never see an Irish restaurant. You can't cook. I never knew my mom's cooking was bad. Until like I started bringing girls home. Especially like black women like pride themselves in being like mean in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it was like, I remember it was my ex-wife, and I was like, my mom's making chicken tonight, and she bit into it and was just like, oh. And she was like, why is it so dry? I'm like, no, this is just what chicken tastes like.
This is chicken. Like- You have to drink a glass of water with it every bite. That's how we eat.
That's what I thought. I always told people, I'm like, dude, I hate pork chops. They're so dry. They're like, dude, pork chops aren't dry. They're like really like juicy and succulent. And I was like, nah, pork chops are really dry, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't, like, it's just my mom would just fucking scorch.
I'll tell you what, my aunt does not have a problem with dry. She has a problem with every single thing is soaking wet for no reason. I have no idea, dude. So for breakfast on Saturday morning, she's like, do you guys want breakfast? It's just like, fuck. Fuck, here it comes.
Yes.
She's got two, this is one plate. She's got two bagel, ham, egg, and cheese bagel sandwiches. And then scalloped potatoes, like cheese scalloped potatoes for breakfast, like a mountain of potatoes. And the bagels were like soaking wet. I have no idea. It was chaos.
Maybe microwaved?
And then you microwave them.
How chewy were they? How chewy were they 5 minutes into the sandwich?
They also had no taste. Not one single thing she made differentiated. Yeah, the meatball sub that was just like ground beef and ketchup.
I mean, dude, the fucking... That's the other thing, too, with seasonings. I didn't know, like I grew up when you just put salt and pepper on your food. And like if you wanted to taste good, you just put a lot of salt on it.
Yeah, a ton
like,
of salt.
Dude, this is delicious.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's like all these fucking spices to cook with. And I never knew. And like, if you go home, like my mom's cooking, the same thing. She's like, yeah, salt and pepper. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna put some garlic powder. She's like, don't put too much. I don't like garlic. Dude, it's just very.
She made eggs
mm-hmm.
that were just literally covered in pepper.
That's what's up.
Like, just you couldn't even see the eggs. There's so much fucking pepper on it. And me and O'Connor are like looking at each other, like, fuck, dude.
That's so funny.
You gotta eat it.
That's That sounds fucking delicious, dude.
It wasn't. All right, so enough trashing my aunt's cooking.
Dang.
Old man gave you the biz.
Yeah.
As usual.
He was not happy about that. That ending there, that what he referenced, the 69ing part. My dad's not a fucking pervert. That was me. He was referencing a joke I did.
In front of him. Family and friends
while bombing. I tossed out this fucking Hail Mary at the end of it about... what would you rather do? Would you rather get shot in the head or 69 with your dad?
Daddy-o did not like that.
And the old man and my mom, and they invited family friends.
The Osbournes.
The Osbournes were there. They got to watch their good friend's son flounder and then toss out a joke about, you know, 69ing with their fucking friend.
Well, also the impending threat of a gun to the head makes it all that more violent and disturbing. It's like some weird Saul fantasy where now you got to like suck your way out of it.
Yeah. And
and the amplifier, too, is you have to.
You both have to finish.
Exactly. That's the horrific. That's more scarier than the gun.
You both have to finish. So this could take hours.
Yeah.
Hours straight of just you and your dad 69ing.
Just like sore necks and. Clenched jaws.
Yeah.
Both sounding like two old wives to each other, like, my neck's tired.
So I was, I had a show in town in Harrisburg, and my parents were excited. They haven't seen me do stand-up in a while. They thought I moved to Philadelphia. They're like, man, he's really working on becoming a good stand-up comic. And then they got to watch me bomb for like 10 minutes and toss that one out. And the funny thing was everyone in the audience knew me. So it was all like my friends and shit from high school. And like, they all knew my dad too. And they all knew he was sitting in the fucking front row, in the middle of the front row. And they just got to watch me say that and crumble. I crumbled on stage when I said it too. My mom yelled.
Really?
My mom yelled, and I thought it'd be funny to tell her to shut the fuck up.
So you told your mom to shut the fuck up, and you proceeded to... Implant the visual of you and your father 69 in front of the Osbournes to the
Which
whole party.
Was fucking hilarious.
Did they drive home together?
I don't think.
That would have been so funny if they just drove home in silence. Your parents and the Osbournes. It's like, hey, it's a good boy.
Yeah,
you got a good boy.
Fucking Cats in the Cradle comes on the fucking radio. No, that was... I don't know. I think it's funnier they drove separate because as soon as the Osbournes got in the car, they must have been like, holy fuck.
Something's wrong with that boy.
That kid is fucking weird.
That's a weird boy.
That is a weird dude.
I just imagine, I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but like, just like an older lady, you know, a mature older lady with like one of those like blanket shirts, just like a blanket draped over and big costume jewelry, all excited to go out with her husband, Mr. Osborne.
No, they're fucking pretty hip, actually.
Are they?
Yeah. They're a wealthy, wealthy bunch, successful.
We do
nice.
Accept
and,
donations
and
on the
Mrs.
cast.
Mrs. Osbourne's always nice to me.
Really?
Like, every time I see her, she, like, hugs me. She's like, Shane, hey.
Oh, man.
And now...
I'm sure they don't care. That's the other thing. I wonder about that sometimes, but, like, they've heard horrible shit.
I think that's got to be the worst thing they've ever seen.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Like,
I guess
as far
it's
as,
a different way of joking. People didn't joke about that back then.
Nobody jokes like that. People
no
still
does.
Don't. I say that joke sometimes, and people get, like, mad.
If I grabbed my dad's ass, he'd fight me. Like, if my dad would fight me, he doesn't get around like that.
No, they don't fuck around. One time my dad tried to fight me because I towel whipped my mom.
You whipped her with a towel.
Yeah. I got out of the bathroom and he had a towel and he fucking towel whipped me in the face.
Oh.
Hit me in the fucking face as soon as I opened the door.
So you attacked
him. So I grabbed the fucking towel and started chasing him. And we started 69. No. And
I started chasing him.
And he fucking hid behind my mom. Like, it was fun. It was a nice moment. Yeah. We never fuck around like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, Joan, my mom, I was like, you better fucking move. I'm going to do this. Oh, you better get out of the way. Man. She was like, I'm not going to move. And I fucking did it. And I'm normally terrible at towel whipping.
And you were just like.
For a high school bully, that's one of my weaknesses. As a bully, I was always terrible at towel whipping.
And out of nowhere, you're just Indiana Jones'd your mom.
Perfect fucking whip crack, dude, right there. And my dad switched from fun dad. Like, he treated me like I wasn't a son. He treated me like just some random dude. He got in my fucking face and was like, you fucking pussy. You want to fucking hit your mother, you fucking soft bitch. It was like, oh, God.
Oh, you guys were like two strangers at a bus stop.
My mom cried.
Did she
it
really?
It was that fucking.
That was how hard the whip was?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She cried from that, and then my dad tried to fight me, and sure, he lost his shit. It was crazy. God.
What was the physical interact? Did you just block him off, or like?
Yeah, I was fucking
just
shelled up, dude. I covered up. Man. He had me by the fucking scruff.
Did he really?
Fucking, yeah,
dude. I'd love to see your dad jack you up.
Yeah, he's tried to fight me a couple times over nothing. Like one time, he was talking to me. It was me and my girlfriend were in the kitchen with him, and he was telling me that I needed to sell my car. And I was like, Dad, I'm not going to get shit for that. And he was like, oh, yeah? You're going to get that? And I was like, Dad, I fucking sell cars. Yeah. Like, I know what that's going to sell for. I've looked it up. And I was like, I sell cars. You sell fucking... I made fun of what he does for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucking freaked out. Tried to fight me in front of my girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, 10 minutes later, he came back and was like, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was... So the 69-year dad thing... That was a...
He didn't like it.
Fuck no.
And he called you the next day to tell you that.
Called me the next day and said... He was like... Well, first time he called me, I was like, if this is about you giving me stand-up advice... Because after the show, I was fucking hammered after the show. And he came up and was like, that show fucking sucked.
That sucks.
And he was like, that really sucked. And then he just left. And I was like, oh, my mom didn't talk to me.
Oh... That's the double dagger. That's like the small dagger in the back, dude. The mom silence.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, it was... I knew what I was doing. Like, I knew seeing a guy up there talking to his dad about 69 with him and then screaming at his mom, like, shut the fuck up, mom, yelled no. I knew it was fucking funny. Like, if I saw someone else do it, I'd be howling and, like, crying laughing. But I did it. And, So he was upset. He called me the next day and was like, right when I answered the phone, I was like, if this is about stand-up, I'm not going to fucking talk to you. I don't want to hear your fucking advice on stand-up. And he was like, all right, all right. So I hung up.
I think I was there when you hung up on him, actually.
And like 20 minutes later, I called him and I was like, all right, what the fuck?
What do you want?
What is it? And he was like, I don't know. You tell me. What do you think about that show? I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, it sucked, I know, but that joke's not that bad. I was like, it's a good joke. You got to give it a chance. And, yeah, he was just like, why can't you be like the other guys? Why can't you do stand-up like the other? Everybody else was having fun, telling stories and jokes. You're up there talking about, I don't even want to say what you were talking about. But, yeah, that's the...
That's a tough one. It's a tough call to field from the dad.
Yeah, that's anytime. But then Tommy, I was with Tommy Pope, and he just laid some decent. He was like, if your parents like your stand up, chances are you fucking suck.
It's true.
And I was like, all right, nice.
That is true, though.
Yeah, it is true.
Unless you have like super cool parents, in which case usually they turn out pretty weird. You know what I mean? If your parents are too cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude, 69 me, it's hilarious. It's like your dad's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. If
so
if my dad understood why that was funny. That would be odd. He wouldn't be
able to make a living.
He was doing the right thing. That's funny. Yeah, he'd be doing a fucking podcast right now.
Yeah, exactly. Your dad's probably podding right now. His podcast is probably
sick.
His podcast
sick. Would
Phil Gillis Experience.
So fucking good.
Trained by night. Phil Gillis by night.
All day. Phil Gillis Experience would be so... He'd just be sitting there talking about lines of like Arizona State versus fucking San Diego State.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
San Diego State's getting 30. That's a good take. That's God. All his
Phil's picks.
We should call him for his Stone Cold Blocks.
That's not bad. Also, it's
a nice little bit we could throw in here.
Hell yeah. A little sports bit. Dude, I love
it. See who he's taking the week every Sunday.
Then check him. Call him. Be like, yo, bro.
Yeah, you were wrong.
You had a couple dogs this week.
Sent a couple dogs to the track.
Yeah, we should also call my cousin Frankie.
Yeah.
Ask him about Notre Dame.
Get him
fired
up.
See what he thinks about what the Irish are doing in football.
Shit.
Because that guy is a monster. He wore a fucking Purdue windbreaker to his brother's wedding.
Damn.
Full fucking windbreaker.
Damn.
Windbreaker suit to his brother's wedding.
What an athlete.
Oh, that was another fucking bomb I took. So my cousin Jeff got married and he was like, you want to do a little stand up at the reception?
Ooh.
Stand up at the fucking reception. I was like, all right, let me know.
Shit.
No planning at all.
How long did you do?
Oh, I did what happened was I showed up late to the reception. Like, I was real late. So I was like, all right, good. I fucking missed that, doing stand-up at his wedding. I missed that. So right when I walk in, they're like, oh, he's here. Shane, why don't you come up? I walked in right during the speeches and all that shit. It's like, why don't you come up here and do a couple minutes of stand-up?
That sucks.
And my cousin's wife was pretty nice. Like, she's a good person. What the fuck are you up to? Taking your chicken out of the oven? Yeah. Now I got to tell this story to no one. So I walked in. Yeah, this is fucking weird. Yeah, it kind of is. All right. So she's like a nice person. So all her side of the family was like real quiet and nice. And my side is a bunch of fucking idiots. So I didn't do stand-up. I kind of just roasted Jeff and his brothers. Really just the guy in the windbreaker, Frankie. I kind of just made fun of him for 10 minutes. And he has a dead front tooth. He lifts every day and he dropped a fucking weight on his tooth and cracked his fucking... He has a brown front tooth. So I was like, hopefully your marriage is... last forever, and your love is undying, much like Frankie's front tooth.
How was it received?
Not well. Frankie's mom, my aunt, was a little... She was like, what are you doing? I was like, all right, that's it for me, guys. You ever 69, you're fucking dead?
Oh, God. Yeah, that would have been awesome.
That would have been a sick closer.
Jesus Christ.
No, that wasn't good. That was one where, like, three people came up to me afterwards, and were like, that was fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Like, where just the three people that watched it, watched the bomb, they were like, that was fucking hilarious.
It's got to be interesting, though, to see, you know? If you're just sitting there and you're just out of nowhere at a wedding, some guy just comes up and berates your cousins, it's probably like, this is hilarious. But yeah, some people don't like that.
No, like, fuck. They did that to me at my sister's wedding.
They made you go up and do it?
Yeah, they were like, why don't you say something? So I went up, and she married an Egyptian, so it was like an Egyptian mass. We had right before the... So I got to make fun of that. That was easy.
That's pretty fun.
Because they're like... Blah, 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 blah. They do that the whole fucking time.
There's just like the all-seeing eye everywhere.
Yeah, they worship hawks and cats and shit.
And like weird animal deer-man hybrids and shit.
It was fucking nuts. But I made fun of that for a second, and then people were like, you gotta stop. I was like, all right. And then what I was gonna say about my sister sounded nice in my head. But I ended up being like, she's the only one that's not a piece of shit. My family, my other sister's standing there like, what the fuck, dude? And then I got choked up.
You're just rolling around doing family parties, getting your ass kicked. It's like, what the fuck?
No, I didn't get choked out. Oh, I got choked up. Like, I started crying.
Oh, man.
But not like, no one knew I was. Okay. So I was like, Kate's a good sister.
Oh, man.
Like, because I was getting choked up, I couldn't really talk. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those things where, like, if you say it, then you're going to cry.
Yeah.
So, like, in my head, I was like, all right, this will sound good. And then I started to say it, and I was like, oh. Like, well, Kate's always a good sister. Oh, that's it. Yeah, I'm fucking 0-2 on wedding speeches.
Oh, man.